It all began as just another ordinary day. I can only imagine that John was probably the first one to rise. He always needed that extra quiet time to pray and to meditate before the people began to arrive. And sometimes he must have wondered why. Why, after all of these years, did they continue to come and to listen and to repent? You see, if anything could be said about the evangelist, it was that he was a realist, an extremely honest and remarkably open realist. So that's why he knew everyone who gathered on the banks of the Jordan weren't there out of some deep-seated religious need. Some were there because, well, let's face it, he was the best show in town. A little eccentric, always dramatic. They just wanted to see what he was going to do next. But John really didn't care why people came, because he knew that in the end, even some of those cynical people would see the light and come to God. And that's all he really wanted. He wanted the people to repent. He wanted them to prepare their lives for the coming of the Messiah. And he wanted them to understand that when the Messiah came, life would somehow be radically different. Different because God's kingdom would intersect with the earth. And then it happened. John looked up one day and there stood Jesus. The people in the crowd were oblivious to what was happening, but John, well, he knew. He knew that his cousin had come to proclaim the beginning of the kingdom. He knew that his cousin had come to declare himself the Messiah. And so when Jesus walked out into the water and said, "Baptize me," John looked at him and said, "No way. I can't even untie your shoes. I can't be your slave. And if I can't even be your slave, I can't be the one to baptize you." But wouldn't you know it, John had finally met his match. There was no way he could out-argue or out-debate Jesus. And so he finally did what he was being asked to do. He baptized the Messiah. Now what happened next is really hard to understand. As Jesus was praying, it was as if the earth moved and the heavens opened, and there was a voice from somewhere that declared, "This is my beloved Son. In you, I am well pleased." The Messiah had come, and God had called him by name. And just as John had said, the world was changed forever. So why doesn't it feel that way? Why do we continue to be divided? Why do we continue to be worried about me first when others in the world are fighting for their lives? If the kingdom came that day, why didn't anything change? Well, Christians, I'm convinced that what happened on the banks of the River Jordan almost 2,000 years ago was never meant to be a solitary event. While it's doubtful that any of us here were called or created to be another John or a Messiah, we were created, commissioned and ordained and named and filled by the Holy Spirit and adopted as the disciples of Jesus Christ the moment we passed through the baptismal waters. You know, far too often we approach baptism as some quaint custom that's been handed down from generation to generation. And yet nothing could be further from the truth. It doesn't matter if we were baptized as infants and we can't remember the day. It doesn't matter if we were baptized as youth because all of our friends were doing it. And it doesn't matter if we waited into adulthood. Once we have passed through the waters, once our lives have been sealed by the promise, we should never be the same again. We should never allow the world to define who we are and to set the boundaries of what we can do. Through our baptisms, we have become something, a part of something much larger than ourselves. We have become active participants in the building of the kingdom of God here and now on this earth. And if things aren't changing, then we better look around. It isn't God that's holding us back. It's us. Each and every time we refuse to stand up when an injustice is committed. Each and every time we say, I can't. You see, the challenge that we so often don't rise to accept is that we don't accept the identity and the power that comes to us through the Holy Spirit. First, we're uncertain as to what that actually means. You know, what does it mean to be named and set apart by God? But we're not only uncertain about that. What we're really afraid of, what really holds us back, is that we don't know where such a calling might lead us and what it might demand of us. What does it mean to be the baptized believers of Christ? Well, maybe if we really want to know the answer to that question, then we need to go back to the River Jordan. And we need to take our place where we really belong, and that's not in the waters with either John or with Jesus. We need to go stand with the crowd. You see, many of those who were standing on the bank that day were already the baptized believers of John. And it was no accident that they were there. They were there as a community. They were there to uphold each other in the presence of a powerful and disruptive government. They were there to hold each other accountable. They were there because God knew the day would come when John and the Messiah would need them. You see, they were not only the ones who invited others to come and hear. They were not only the ones who went back into their communities and told the stories for those who could not stand on the river. They were not the only ones who stood in the synagogue day after day saying, "There is another way." They were the ones who had been set apart to support and to love and to nurture. So when the going got tough, when the world's clamoring threatened to overwhelm both John and Jesus, the people were there. They were there to love and to encourage and to help keep them strong. And when the demands became too much, when there was no end to what was expected or what needed to be done, the community gathered to pray, to support, and to share in the labors. They were the baptized believers. They were the community of faith. And so are we. Christians, the world needs to hear the story. If the kingdom of God is to come, then we do need to challenge the injustices. Attitudes must change and obstacles must be overcome. If the divisions and the walls that divide us are to come down, then the community of faith is going to have to stand and rely upon the Spirit to guide and direct and to keep us strong. Through our baptisms, we have been empowered to do that and so much more. In a particularly difficult time in my life, my mom handed me a coffee mug. And on it was a saying by Linda Lee Elrod. "You are a child of God. With credentials like that, you can do anything. You are the children of God. Called by name, baptized in the waters, and empowered with credentials like that, you can do anything. Thanks be to God."